We are in the last line, or the second to last line, on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, continuing the discussion of whether a Safek is able to be Motzi Midei Vadai, challenging Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in this Brisa that Shivrei Avodas Kochavim are still Usser. He wanted to argue the reason why it's still Usser is because Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, we know that it was Vadai served as an idol, so a Safek, whether it was Mevatel or not, since it broke on its own, cannot override a Vadai. We tried to challenge it, and we were unsuccessful. Now we're going to try again. The Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, is it true that a Safek that cannot override a Vadai? V'atanya of a Braisa, which seems to indicate the opposite. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maisa B'Shevchaso Shal Meitzik Echad B'Rimon. There was a story with this maidservant of a Meitzik Echad. What is a Meitzik? Rashi says, Gavra Alma, a strong man, the Yisrael Hava, a strong Jewish man. I guess it's a Chiddush to have a strong man and be Jewish. Anyhow, it's a strong man. What did he do with his strong man? Sheitila Nefel Labor. He threw a stillborn into a pit. Uba Kohen, and a Kohen came, Behitzitz. The Kohen peered into the pit. For what purposes? Leida im zachar im nekeva, to know whether the stillborn was a male or a female, in order to know, as Rashi says, how many days of tumah and tahara this shivcha would need to sit. But now, what's the problem? The problem is that the kohen possibly is tame because of oel. The tumah, right, goes straight up. Tumah in a pit goes, I mean, whatever there is tumah, tumah goes straight into the sky. That's why there's always discussions about airplanes going over a Jewish cemetery with Kohanim inside of the, you know, El Al airplane. The tumah goes straight through. Does the frame of the airplane serve as a buffer or not? That's a whole other discussion. Oel Ol Hazarik. But that's the same idea here. So the Kohen peered inside the pit, and therefore now he should become tame. Uba Maisa Lifnei Chachamim Mitiaru, but the Chachamim ruled that the Kohen was Tahor. How could this be? Mipnei Shechulda Ubardulus Mitzuyin, so because there are some animals that are found in this pit, and as Rashi says, it's likely that the animals either ate the body or they moved it into their own pits, and therefore it's removed from the situation. So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. How can we rely on this suffix? Here we have a situation where a nefel was vadai thrown into the pit. Suffix garu, suffix lo garu. We're not sure whether it was removed from the pit or not. But nevertheless, we're saying that the suffix overrides the vadai. And we're going to rule that the coin is tahor. How could this be? So the Gemara says, and this would be a question on Rav Yochanan. So the answer is lo tema hitila nefila bor ela ema hitila kemin nefila bor. He said, no, don't read it that a nefil was vadai thrown into the pit. Rather, it looked like a stillborn was thrown into the pit, and he went in to see whether it was or not. But the Gemara says, how can he tell me that he's not sure? V'haleida im zachar im nekeva hu katani. But the Braisa says that he wanted to check if it was a male or a female. It can't be that he was wondering whether it was a stillborn or it was nothing at all. Clearly, it was a stillborn. He was looking to see if it was a male or a female. So the Gemara says, "Hachi chamer." This is what this I have to read the Braisa. Leida im ruachi pila im nefilitila. He went to check whether it was an actual stillborn or it was just a ruach. It was just the empty the sack with nothing inside. V'im tim salomar nefilitila. And if you're going to tell me that there's a nefil inside the pit, then leida im zachar im nekeva. Then he went to check if it's a zachar or nekeva. So really, it's not a suffix being motzi midei vadai. It's a suffix and a suffix, and that's why, because it's a suffix and a suffix, we rule that the kohen is tahor. That's one answer. V'bois ema, or you could say kivan shechuldu bardulus mitzuyin sham vadai garu, or you could say no, it's vadai that when these animals are in the pit, they're going to remove the stillborn from the area, or they're going to cover it up, and they'll serve as they'll block the tumah from rising above their section, and therefore it's not a savek motzi midei vadai. It's a vadai that the stillborn is not there. If it's a vadai that the stillborn is not there, why exactly was he looking to see if there was a if it was a zachar and a keva? Really wouldn't make sense, but nevertheless it would be a vadai, and there's reason to be lenient. So again, we've defended Rabbi Yochanan from any questions against his opinion that Shivrei Ovedes Kochavim that break on their own are still usur.